USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll in a West Texas shooting rampage has increased to 7 as authorities investigate why a man stopped by state troopers for failing to signal a left turn, opened fire on them, and then fled, shooting more than 20 people before being killed by officers outside a movie theater. Those killed range from age 15 to 57, Odessa Police Chief Michael Gerke said in a news conference. Gerke refused to say the name of the gunman publicly, but said he would provide the identity at a later time. The authorities have only said the shooter was a white male in his 30s. Hurricane Dorian has officially struck the northern Bahamas as a catastrophic Category 5 storm. Winds over 185 miles an hour. Dorian hit land at Elbow Cay in the Abaco Islands. Millions from Florida to the Carolinas keep a wary eye on the slow-moving Dorian amid indications it might veer sharply northeastward after passing the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-308-4119. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-308-4119. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-308-4119. That's 800-308-4119.
The Pope asked forgiveness from the faithful. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Pope was 10 minutes late for his weekly address in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning because he was stuck in an elevator. As the Pope began his address, he smiled and said, quote, "I have to beg your pardon." He then explained that an electrical problem in the Vatican held him up for the 25 minutes before firefighters could free him. Francis leaves Wednesday of this week for a tour of Africa on a 7-day trip mostly to Mozambique and Madagascar. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Authorities say one woman has died and eight others were sickened as a hazmat incident hit a Northern California hotel. KTVU Television reports that the guest at the Fairmont Hotel in San Jose reported smelling a chemical odor similar to rotten egg and feeling very faint. San Jose Police Officer Gina Tiporton said authorities are investigating the death now as a suicide and more than 100 people had to be evacuated from the hotel. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a brand new study out regarding our kids and what they often eat too much of. And USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
This new study says fast food could have something to do with the rise in depression among middle school-aged kids in America. Now, more specifically, the bad news could be a diet that's heavy on fast food and light on plant-based foods. Researchers at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, who tested a group of middle schoolers, found very high levels of sodium, but very low levels of potassium. And they think that has something to do with it. They say high sodium levels is evidence of highly processed foods, not just fast food, but also frozen meals and unhealthy snacks. Low potassium is a sign of a diet that lacks in healthy fruits and vegetables. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 2 dozen people were injured in front of the Space Needle in Seattle after a stage barricade collapsed during the Bumbershoot Music Festival, according to the Seattle Fire Department. About 25 people were injured after a 4-foot-high steel barricade collapsed in front of the stage during a set by the New York-based electronic music group Jai Wolf. Of those injured, a number were taken to Harborview Medical Center in stable to serious condition, according to David Cuerpo, a Seattle Fire Department spokesman. About 3,000 people were in front of the stage, and many were pushing up against the barricade, which caused it to fall. Reporting from Seattle for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.